the problem now. Okay. All right, so I'm reviewing the pshat. I see. It's a little confusing, okay? What? It's tough. No. It's important to go through this. That's why... Guys, ready? So this comes out like this. According to Rashi, he's saying like this. That... It comes out that according to Rashi... I was presenting it in that way because I want the conclusion. I want you guys to see this conclusion, but it's getting confusing. So let's do it like this. Comes out pshat wise according to Rashi. They sent the letter to Avuah Shmuel and they told him you don't have to have kavana when you eat matzah. Okay. Now, Rava was saying that means that other mitzvahs also don't need kavana. Right. And the Gemara says, oh, so you see, Rava holds mitzvahs don't need kavana. Now, what's the alternative to that? What's the alternative? What do we need Rava to say the same thing that they sent to Avuah Shmuel? We need to see it by two mitzvahs before we can draw the universal? No, of course not. We could have drawn the universal from one mitzvah. So why does Rava have to have two mitzvahs? So Rashi's telling you, no, you might have thought from the message to Avuah Shmuel that although another mitzvah would need kavana to be yotzei, this mitzvah doesn't. Right? Because this mitzvah has an element of hanah. Okay? So then it comes out like this. It comes out that in general, mitzvah is trichos kavana. In general. But why? 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 This is the point that we have. This is the conclusion we have to draw. That the way Rashi's learning the idea of mitzvos trichos kavana, this is the mystery that we... This is sort of what I was leaving off with as, I guess, the question that we're trying to resolve. According to Rashi, it comes out that if you say mitzvos trichos kavana, it has a very peculiar meaning. What is the meaning? It means something that could either be fulfilled in other mitzvos by kavana latzeis, or can be fulfilled by matzah with just the fact that you're getting hana. So mitzvos trichos kavana really is some sort of... It's not... having kavana to be yotzei achieves something. Okay, it achieves something. Which can also be achieved by the hana of achilas matzah. Somehow or other, when if you were to say mitzvos trichos kavona, it does not mean what? Let's look at it. Let's negate. According to Rashi, mitzvos trichos kavona does not mean, or at least Rava's conception of mitzvos trichos kavona, does not mean what? Mitnik. Doesn't mean what? The idea that you didn't like. It doesn't mean that in order to be yotzei a mitzvah, you must express in the process of doing the mitzvah an idea that you are subservient to the will of God. Right? In other words, if the idea that mitzvah needs kavana, because Rava, I know it's complicated because we're going from Rava to see what he thought was possible on the other side. But Rava's concluding mitzvahs don't need kavana. Now, what would it be if he held mitzvahs do need kavana? Right? It would be something like this matzah case, okay? So it wouldn't be something, it would not mean that in order to be yotzei in mitzvah, you must say, Hinni muchan umezuman lekabel olai ol malchus shemayim. You know, you couldn't do that. Because that's a pshat that I would agree with you, would be just that that's not a pshat. It's not possible to say that in order to be yotzei a mitzvah, the ikr of being yotzei a mitzvah is an expression of your loyalty to the will of God. It's an expression of your devotion to mitzvos, but that could be done one of two ways: either by saying before I do the mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, and I'm makabel, I recognize the reality of mitzvos, or by just enjoying the meal. That would be insanity. Right? That would just be an insane position. There's no way that Hanoah could equal an expression of devotion. That's just an impossibility. Right? That's an impossibility. So Rashi's idea of mitzvah trichos kavana must be something a little more sophisticated, something more complicated, something more counterintuitive. That somehow it doesn't mean that the mind must be engaged in the mitzvah. Doesn't mean that mitzvah is essentially a mental act. You can't mean that. Because how can you say mitzvah is essentially a mental act unless you really enjoyed the meal? It's just not possible. They're not in the same framework. It's not possible. So Rashi's learning that no, that even if you say mitzvos trichos kavona, that only having kavona lotzeis does something. It does something, which being a nana can also do. And now we have to find out what that something is. Let's start thinking about the again in a negative way. Let's take a regular mitzvah. Forget about the complications of Hanah. Let's take the basic idea. Why? What is this person lacking? What is a person lacking when he sits down to eat the matzah on the night of Pesach? Just because someone is coercing him. What's he lacking? What's he lacking? Let's say even like the raw. He knows his yanta, he knows his matzah, he knows everything. And he wants to eat the matzah, he doesn't want to eat it. So why is Rashi calling him a misasik? Why is he calling him a misasik? What is he missing? He can't say he's missing devotion, because that would get us into a dead end. Can't say he's missing the devotional aspect of mitzvah, because that would get us into a dead end. Right. Now, it's interesting that Rashi calls him a misasik, right? The Rashi calls him a misasik. And what did Rashi say would be not a misasik? Niskaven lotzeis yidei chovas matzah b'leil rishon shel Pesach. Rashi tells him what it would take to be not a misasik. It would take the person's thinking, I want to be yotzei, I'm eating this matzah in order to be yotzei the chov of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. Okay? But what's unbelievable in Rashi, what's amazing in the Rashi is that it's not in order to have that mental state. Right? It's not that you need that mental state in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, because the Nana would never give you that mental state. And that whole mental state is only to do what? To remove you from being a misasik. That's the way Rashi's learning. Rashi is learning mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Even if you hold mitzvos tzrichos kavana, it's still only to remove you from being a misasik. Okay? But what kind of a misasik? That's what we have to think about. What kind of a misasik? What kind of a misasik? So it seems to me that whenever you say someone is a misasik, okay, misasik by definition needs a couple of elements. Okay, what does it need? In order to say someone is a misasik, you need to say what? You need to say that you need to be able. You need to define the maisa, right? You have to define the maisa. You have to say the maisa occurred, right? I'm just breaking that into two steps. You could try to combine it into one. And you have to say it occurred in a non-essentially from the Gavra's will. Okay, so we'll take our favorite simple example. Shechita is a defined activity. We can define it. We can define what a ma'aseh shechita is. We can say that it occurred, right? It did occur. However, he was a misasik with regard to it, right? Because it occurred not through the will regarding the ma'aseh, but through will regarding another ma'aseh. Okay, but to say a guy is a misasik with regard to something, you must say that the ma'aseh was done. Right, you wouldn't call him a misasik if it wasn't done at all. Right, misasik means it was done, but not fully connected to his will. It was done in an accidental way, not in an essential way. But you wouldn't call a guy a misasik if the thing was never actually done. Right. In other words, back to the other possibility in Rashi. If Rashi held that mitzvos tzrichos kavana means a person must have a mental state when he's doing the mitzvah, right? If a person did the mitzvah without that mental state, you wouldn't call him a misasik in the mitzvah. Because you can never say that what was defined as your ma'aseh was done. Right? In other words, let's say you say that reading the first pasuk of Kriya Shema requires an act of Kabbalas Olamot HaShemayim. So let's say a person read the first pasuk mindlessly. Would you say he was a misasik with regard to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? No, I wouldn't say that. I would say he simply didn't do it. Misasik means although you did it, you didn't do it right. You didn't do it from your das. It just emerged from your hisaskus. Right? But precisely, if you're going to be precise in your language, saying a person is a misasek must mean that he did it, but not in the right way. Not in the right way in terms of stemming from his das. But you can't call a guy a misasek if he didn't do it. Right? Why would I? Okay. Now I know I got it across. If it's so clear that you can't even imagine why somebody would say something like that. Okay. Yeah. Right. Misasik is not like it is not an almost. It's you did it, but in the but not from the Gavra. So when Rashi says that you're a misasik with regard to matzah, how are you misasik with regard to matzah? How would you be misasik with regard to matzah? So we have to let's define the ma'aseh. So what's the ma'aseh? We're going to apply our three-part test. What's the ma'aseh? This is the crucial point. Because if you say the ma'aseh is eating matzah, then he's not a misasik. He's not a misasik at all. Because the ma'aseh is eating matzah, he ate it, and he ate it according to his will. So he did it completely, right? And if you say the ma'aseh is a rapture is a spiritual rapture of matzah, then you can't say he did it at all. So somehow we have to have a definition of eating the matzah that he did, but not fully intentionally. Right? In other words, that's what Rashi's saying, exactly. The only thing you can say about this guy is that he did not eat, you can't say he didn't eat the matzah willfully. Right? And if you say that he didn't have the experience of he didn't engage in the spirituality of matzah, then you're saying too much. But the one thing you cannot say about this guy is that what? He did not eat a matzah of a fulfillment of mitzvah intentionally. In other words, what's the ma'aseh? Let's go back there. What's the ma'aseh? The ma'aseh now, according to Rashi, is The Maisa is not just Stam and Achilas Matzah. Not Stam and Achilas Matzah. But an Achilas Matzah, Matzah Shel Chova. A particular kind of Matzah is the Maisa. A particular kind of Matzah. A Matzah Shel Chovas Leil Yudal, Leil Tesvod. That's the Matzah. That the Maisa Mitzvah is. That's what the Maisa Mitzvah is. Not Stam, a generalized Achilas Matzah. Right? If a person ate Matzah on the 14th instead of the 15th, it's not that he did the right Maisa in the wrong time. He didn't do the Maisa at all. He did not do the Maisa at all. Because the Maisa is an Achila of Matzah that has a halachic character to it, of chovas mitzvah. Okay, but to this guy, that was completely unimportant in his choice. That factor, that was not part of his selection process. His kavana was just matzah ba'alma, whatever these people put in front of him. It was just matzah ba'alma. So it turns out that in effect he did eat, but in fact it was matzah shachovas mitzvah, because that's just a fact. So it turns out that what? That not for the reason of it being a matzah shachovas mitzvah did he eat a matzah shachovas mitzvah. So in terms of the character in the matzah of being a matzah shochovas mitzvah, that was not involved at all in his achila. In terms of that, he was a misasik. Well, let me put it this way. Let's flip it around. Sometimes it's easier way. So what's the Maisa? The Maisa is so what makes you an Ochel Achil? Let's draw it out completely. What makes you an Ochel Matzah of Chova Shalel Yudel Tesvav in the Kavana? And you can only say that I'm defining myself particularly not as an Ochel Matzah, but as an Ochel Matzah Mitzvahs Leil Tesvav, can only define myself with that, all those characteristics of the Maisa Achila, if I'm choosing the Matzah because that's what it is. That's the only way that I can define myself as an Osa of that Maisa. Otherwise it comes out that I'm like a guy who just accidentally was hungry. Turns out it's the Leil Tesvav. He ate the matzah. So yeah, it turns out that he ate matzah on the Leil Tesvav. But did he eat matzah shel Leil Tesvav? No. Because that wasn't part of his equation. That wasn't part of what he was motivated by. He wasn't motivated by that at all. He was only motivated by something else. So you can't say that he is an osa beratzon of an achilas matzah shel leil tesvav, unless that's part of his motivation. But if it's not part of his motivation, he's not eating it because it's a matzah of Leil Tesvav. If he's not eating it because it's a matzah of mitzvahs Leil Tesvav, then he's just an ochel matzah. That's all he is. But the mitzvah is to be an ochel matzah shel Leil Tesvav. So there's a little bit of a dissonance over there. So it turns out that in terms of being, now in fact, was it a matzah shel Leil Tesvav? 100%. That's not totally nidas. That's totally on zman. So it was a matzah shel Leil Tesvav, which he consumed simply because it was a matzah. So the maisa is to eat a matzah shel Leil Tesvav, which he did accidentally. It would be like if I give you a present versus giving you a birthday present. You know what I mean? It's only going to be a birthday present if it's because it's your birthday. That's it. Otherwise, it's just be stammer present. So if I happen to be in whatever, for some reason, I want to give you a present, it turns out it's your birthday too. So you say I was a misasik in terms of a birthday present. I was an osa matana. I did give you a matana, but did I give you a birthday present? Yeah, lemaisa it was, but it was a misasik with regard to that, right? Because sometimes, if a maisa has a characteristic, then you can only say you're engaged in that characteristic if it's that part of your motivation. Okay, in other words, it becomes like achilas matzah becomes like an essence, and then there's an accidental quality of that maisa. You can engage in the essential character just by choosing the maisa in general, but you're not going to have. In the essential act, you're not going to have that character unless that's part of your motivation, according to Rashi. Logically, I think it's true. So he's still a misasik. I know it's still very difficult what the Hana is going to do for you, but. He's a misasik. We have to go. We have to take this road. I mean, this is where we're being led. Look at the deficiency, right? So now Rav is coming to tell you, if you hold mitzvos, so now that you're lacking, now that you're misasik in terms of matzah, why are you yotzei? Why did they tell Avu to Shmuel that you're yotzei? So that's what Rav is explaining. There's two possibilities. It could be because this is a normal requirement in mitzvah to not be a misasek like this, but since you're a neneh, it makes up for it. Or because this is simply not a requirement in mitzvah. And Rava wanted to make sure that you're not too clever and you figured all this out and you say, no, it's because matzah is enough. No, it's simple. It's because you don't need this type of attitude. You can be this kind of a misasek. Kamash malon, that even though you're a misasek, you're yotzei. This kind of a misasek. But not the misasek of... That's what Rashi explains. That's why it's not a steer in Rashi. Over here, Rashi's saying that Tokei Lashir is a misasek. And on Lamed Gimel on the base, he says Tokei Lashir is not a misasek. Right? But that's after the Gemara's conclusion. In other words, in terms of Shmias, Kol Shofar, Shel Rosh Hashanah, Tokei Lashir is a misasik, right? But once we conclude, you don't need that level of you don't need to be that kind of an osa. You can even be an osa of a stam tekiya, right? Then a misasek is going to be when you're not even an osa of a stam tekiya. In other words, misasek is relative to whatever you need the maisa to be. Okay? If you need the maisa to be matzah shel leil tesvav or shofar shel rosh hashanah, then if it's kafu parsoyim, saifat hanoyeshu, or if it's tokei lashir, you're a misasek. Why? Because you accidentally did that maisa. Right? And that maisa is what you need to do, but you only did it accidentally. But if you hold that all you need to do is to be an osa, the mitzvah stam, osa, the maisa stam, then you're only going to be a misasek if you did that accidentally. That's going to be like the guy who's just blowing air out of the shofar and it emerges. Right, whatever you're gonna fix is your maisa, then your misasek is gonna be when that happens accidentally. Misasek always is the same definition. When it happens accidentally, the it is the question, not the misasek. The it is the question.
So
then there's one more else. Then the question is: So how does Hanno help you here? How does Hannah help you? How does Hannah help you here? Right, well, let's just ask a simpler question. Let's just ask a more basic question. Can Hannah help you here? Notice we were very quick to conclude that if mitzvah strichas kavana is an element of das, the Hannah certainly cannot help you. Right? Are we out of that problem? Yes. Because the idea of tzrichus kavana is still not in terms of your mental state. That's not what we're trying to achieve. It's not that you must have a mental state, a certain mental state, while you do a mitzvah. It's that the mental state is needed to make your maisa complete. Right? It has a purpose. To make it complete, but what do I mean by complete? To make it what? To make the maisa of mitzvah what? Yours. To make it yours. To make it you, that you are the one who did it. It didn't happen accidentally in any way. There's no mixture in here of a cause other than your shame. Okay? Has to be you. Has to be, let's put it this way. Has to be, this is what I'm trying to slide this over a little bit. Has to be considered your maisa, yours. Okay. Now, what makes it yours? I'm still sticking to will. Don't go into motivation. Forget about the motivation. The whole question of motivation is whether there's another will involved. It's not a matter of tzidkis over here. It's a matter of, can I say, listen, let's say somebody makes something, right? So they'll say, that object is nekras al shemal. Okay? When somebody causes something, it's considered his. In a certain regard, right? It's considered his. He's considered to, like I say, Hashem is Kone Shemayim V'Arts. What does it mean, he's Kone Shemayim V'Arts? Some of Arshim say, because when you make something, it's yours. Okay? He wasn't Kone it from somebody. Right? But in the figurative sense, if I am the cause, it's Nekras Al Shemi. Right? If I am the cause, it has my shame on it. It has my shame on it. In that sense, to be Yotze the Mitzvah, it has to have your Shem. That action has to be considered mine. Okay? That's the Chiddush of Shlichus. Shlichus is a phenomenon, an institution in the Torah. Sometimes, because I send somebody to do something, it's considered my action. In certain situations, the fact that I send him and he accepts the shlichus makes the mice that he does considered mine. Right? We say in shlichus d'var aveira, of course, d'var rab, d'var tam, d'var misham. Questions of breaking that connection, but the same thing with the mitzvah. In other words, when I'm yotzei the mitzvah tzrichos kavanah says I'm yotzei the mitzvah when I'm yotzei the mitzvah because the event that occurred is considered my event. Okay, it's considered my event completely. But Mishan is right. If part of what's considered the event is the character of the achila, that it's shel mitzvah, that it's shel lel tesvav, then that character is not considered mine. If I'm forced to do it because of another reason, right? The full In other words, if the mitzvah has a certain conceptual character to it as well, if the siyas ha-mitzvah has a certain character of matzah and achilas matzah shel chova, so then if my will is not included in the chov aspect, if there's no das in terms of doing it l'shem chova, then the only maisa that's going to be nekras al shmi is the naked maisa of achila itself, just an achila is mine, not an achila shel chovas vel tesvav. All you can say is mine is a stam achila, not an achila shel leo shel chovas vel tesvav. Okay. So I did an achila shochovas leil tezvav, but it doesn't all have my fingerprints on it. Right, it has to stem from me essentially. The whole thing has to come from me essentially. Okay. Now, here's the trick. You have to take it or leave it. You either see it or you don't see it. But Rashi is saying like this, that that's true by a mitzvah by a maisa that exists outside of me, where there's me and the maisa. Okay? If I only relate to the maisa as its cause, then it's only mine. Then all of its elements are only considered mine if they were part of my cause. If they were part of my das in effecting it. So a mitzvah like shofar, which is to produce a kol of shmia, that's part of the mitzvah, is an entity of shmia. That's apart from me. So it's only going to have all the characteristics. You can only say that I produced a kol shel chovas Rosh Hashanah if chovas Rosh Hashanah is a part of my production. Otherwise, all you can say is I produced a kol shofar. But since it's apart from me, since it exists completely separated from me, it's only going to have my shame. If it's only mine insofar as I'm the cause. It's only mine insofar as I'm the cause, right? So all the elements of it have to be under my cause in order for those elements, the characteristics have to be part of the cause in order for the characteristics to be called by my name too. For instance, if a person made something and it had another accidental use, so you might call the structure by his name, but that accidental use, you wouldn't say it was his. You wouldn't say that he was part of the production of that other accidental use. No, that was serendipitous, lucky, right? But Rashi is saying that you see from Misasek by Chalovim that if the Maisa includes me in the Maisa, if I am part of the Maisa, then it's always Nikras al-Shmi. It was the only time you need to have Das in terms of cause is when the Maisa, in a certain sense, conceptually, is completely apart from me. So a person can say, okay, is it the Kia Shofar? Is it Kol Shofar? Now, whose kol shofar is that? Oh, we'll look at the cause. Okay. But then only insofar as we see you in the cause do we see you in this kol shofar. But if the maisa is me, if I am part of the experience of the maisa itself, if I am part of the description of the very maisa, then even without my kavana, it's mine. You can't describe it without me. can't just speak stam of an achila. Not an achila is separated from me, and it's because I caused it that it's mine. I am the ochel. I am involved. That is. Oh, is it ochel am rachmana? And I'm the one who's the nene. I am the object. I am the object itself. It's almost like an object to me. I am part of the asiya. I am part of the event. I don't have to be the cause in it. You don't have to look to me as a cause to say whose achila is this. I am the achila. I am part of the achila. Right? It's like a mitzvah shebeguf. You can't have a shliach do for you. You can't have a shliach do a mitzvah shebeguf. Because you're part of it. You're part of it. If it's something that's separated, like a ma'aseh kinyan, now you want to know whose kinyan is it. You can go by who's causing, who's sending it, who's causing it. But the thing itself, that's always me. But this only makes sense if you say mitzvos tzrichus kavana means that the mitzvah includes the characteristic, and the entire chepsa of the mitzvah has to be nikras al shemo. And if there's a characteristic, if the mitzvah exists apart from you, then only insofar as you're the oseh and the cause of it is it nikras al shemo. But if you're only participating partially in that mitzvah, you're only a cause in one element of it, then you can't say the entire thing is has your shame. But you don't need that type of a mechanism for it to be called by you when you're the participation itself, when you are part of the event itself. So that's what Rav was saying. Don't think mitzvah tzrichos kavana, meaning to say that a mitzvah has to be completely nikras al shmo, but matzah, since the mitzvah of achila, could be considered that even without your das, even without your full kavana, right? Since you're a nene, it's automatically your maisa. No, that's not the din. The din is mitzvahs don't need this type of kavana at all. Mitzvahs don't need this type of kavana at all. But the point is that mitzvah tzrichas kavana only has to do with the maisa. And you being a part of the character of that maisa. You being fully an oseh. But you're not more, you can't be more fully an oseh than when it's you. See, the Rav, I told you, in one of his shiur, he talks a lot about this. He had this thing. I saw it a long time ago. I didn't really understand what he was talking about until we really learned the sugya. But he was saying that mitzvah strichas kavana doesn't mean kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. It only has to do with the asiyas mitzvah. But he's saying if it's kavana to be mekayim, then because you're a nana, it doesn't give you kavana to be mekayim. The thing is, I was thinking at the time, it doesn't make you, doesn't give you, how does it help the asiyah? But that's what I think it means over here. That's what I think it means. Yeah, you didn't have kavana. No, so now it's going to come out like this: that on Leil Tesvav, you were an ochel of this matzah, and this matzah was a matzah shel mitzvah. So you have all the characteristics. All of those characteristics are yours because you were all you need now is the fact. That whatever fact exists is yours because you were part of it. So now you are. Achilas matzah shel leil tesvav was yours. No, this is true. By shofar, it's not going to be exactly this way. And by shofar, it's a little different. The theory is the same. That mitzvah takes into account not only the physical maisa and entity, but the fact that it's shel mitzvah itself. So by shofar, the halach is that you have to hear a certain kind of a kol shofar. Right? You have to hear a certain kind of a kol shofar. It's not the same over here as yours. That's different. They have to hear the kavana is in a different element. It's in the fact that it's a different kind of a kol shel shofar. It's a kol shel shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. It's not a kol of a shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Then you haven't produced the right kind of a kol. Slightly different. Big question. I mean, the shofar case is a big question because it's a question in the halacha. We'll see when we get to the Ran. Hopefully, we'll get to the Ran. We'll see that the kol shel shofar is not clear if it's the same or if it's different. Because the Rambam says you have to listen to the kol shel shofar. You have to have kavana, the mashmiya and the shamea. You have to have kavana. But some hold that doesn't mean the Ram holds mitzvah shvichas kavana. Because shofar is different. Because it's like we were saying in the beginning of the year. When you say, when the mitzvah is lishmoa kol shofar, production of the kol is part of it. Production of the kol is part of the mitzvah. Your mistake is that you're saying the kol shofar is like a piece of matzah. If the matzah could be shel mitzvah even without me baking it l'shem matzah's mitzvah, why can't the shofar when it comes out be a chef shel mitzvah? Right? No. Because the tekiah is part of the mitzvah of shmiah. It's complicated. It's a little bit more complicated. Remember we were doing it at the beginning of the year. That you have to be an essential shomea. Meaning you have to be part of the cause of the very thing that you're hearing. Otherwise you're not essentially a shomea. Because shmiah has no action. There's no action of being a shomea. It has to be an active shomea. That means you're part of making the thing that you're hearing. Otherwise you're lacking your asiyah of shmiah. It has to be an asiyah of shmiah. It's not turning your head. That's not an asiyah of shmiah.
And the mechanism that works by matzah as a substitute. That
but by matzah, it's just a chafza. The whole mitzvah is achila. Achila doesn't to be an ochel, you don't have to be a baker. But to be a real shomea, you have to turn the music on. If you really want to listen to music, you got to turn it on. That's part of really listening. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. It's a good question. It's a good question. But we'll see. That's the problem with the shofar case. How do you learn the shofar case? Because the Rif paskin, the Rif quotes the shofar case, and they have machlokas. Does the Rif mean mitzvah shvichas kavana? Same thing like Rava. Just like Rava. Like Rava said about the matzah, it meant mitzvah shvichas kavana. The Rif had the shofar case, and the Rishonim argue: does he mean mitzvah shvichas kavana, or does he mean this is a special case? But even though Mrs. Donsfield needs kavana, this case needs it. See, this these types of problems never end.